Joe Biden's big Super Tuesday included a win in North Carolina. Cal Cunningham and Roy Cooper also won Democratic races last night. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Democratic supporters clinked glasses and picked at hors d'oeuvres as primary results rolled in on Tuesday night.
My guy and my shirt and my pen say that I'm for Joe Biden.
I heard a word when I came in here tonight, rhymes with momentum. Have you heard this?
Jomentum.
Indeed, Jomentum swept across several states on Super Tuesday as the former vice president saw a rebirth in his bid to earn the Democratic nomination. At a party hosted by the Democratic Party, a sense of celebration and relief swept through the downtown Raleigh event space, first with Biden, then for Cal Cunningham. Cunningham moves on to face Republican Tom Tillis, considered one of the most vulnerable incumbents in the U.S. Senate. There were also primaries for U.S. House. Candidates ran in districts that were redrawn last fall because they were excessively partisan. Deborah Ross claimed the primary in the new 2nd District and briefly danced with supporters to the song Happy.
What's the word of the night from your standpoint as a Democratic candidate?
Unity. We are all together. We know the stakes, and we've got to win.
Democrats touted the diversity on their ticket and stressed the importance of down-ballot races.
Good evening, Democrats! Good evening, my fellow Democrats. I am Sherry Beasley.
Beasley is the state's first ever black female chief justice. She's seeking a full 8-year term in November. 3 of the state's Supreme Court seats are on the ballot this fall, and Beasley's message to supporters was straightforward.
Don't forget the judges! Don't forget the judges! Thank you.
If Beasley was outdone by anyone, it might have been Governor Roy Cooper. Flanked by his wife, with his dress shirt sleeves rolled up, Cooper delivered one of his most passionate speeches.
I want you to go knock doors! I want you to go make phone calls.
He called 2020 the most important election of our lifetime.
From the courthouse to the state house to the White House.
North Carolina is the only presidential battleground in the country that also has a competitive U.S. Senate race as well as a governor's race. Super Tuesday is complete. The real race is just beginning. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.